Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun, humid with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll have a high today of about 85. Kenosha right now is at 71 degrees. It's 68 in Burlington. Milwaukee 75, 74 in Racine. Take note that the Racine Public Library is closed again today. A little air conditioning problem there. Had to close it down late yesterday morning due to that problem. Officials are saying they're going to get it fixed as soon as they can. The mobile library schedule is not affected by this closure, though. Only the main library downtown. That is usually a cooling center on a day like we're going to have today and into tomorrow. The nearby Memorial Hall building, that can be used as an alternate cooling center, according to officials. National Night Out in the greater Racine area took on some added significance in light of what's happened nationwide with citizens and law enforcement, which has not been a factor locally. The kickoff for the event held at First Evangelical Lutheran Church near downtown. Mayor John Dickert saying it's important for the public, especially kids and young adults, to be able to meet face-to-face with the first responders and to build a level of trust and understanding.
They are individuals with families and relatives and a sense of hometown pride here. And this is who we are. And they can recognize that these are people just like them. But most importantly, in a time like today, when they pick up that phone and call 911, you're the ones that are showing up.
Mount Pleasant Officer Matt Prohaska noting 2 years of community-oriented policing success from their Mead Street site, modeled after what's taken place in the city.
It's been a great success, and also teaming up with Neighborhood Watch has been a wealth of knowledge for us to be able to bring into our community lately. We are very excited to have our second year with our program with National Night Out, being able to have a formal event down there. So we're seeing tremendous events turning out to be great for the community, and tonight is just one of them that we've been able to do with in conjunction with not only the city of Racine, but also with Neighborhood Watch.
A number of activities for National Night Out held all over the community, similar get-togethers in Kenosha, Twin Lakes, and around Metro Milwaukee. A former guard at the Ellsworth Correctional Institution in Union Grove is now facing charges for allegedly having sexual relations with an inmate of that facility. 47-year-old Catherine Rico from Union Grove appearing in court on 3 counts of second-degree sexual assault by a correctional staffer. She'll be back in court on August the 18th. Court documents indicate it was a 2 to 3 week relationship with an inmate at that facility. It began with the exchange of letters, then escalated to sexual contact. Rico was fired from her job after that alleged contact was discovered. In Kenosha Circuit Court, the retrial of Pleasant Prairie's Mark Jensen on charges that he poisoned his wife a number of years ago has now been scheduled for March 6th of next year. The famous letter from the victim will apparently not play a role. Jensen's original Kenosha court conviction got overturned last year. Julie Jensen's letter from the grave, as it's been called, pointing a finger at her husband, she said, if anything happened to her, but it was thrown out by higher courts. During a status conference, the Kenosha DA's office and Jensen's attorney agreed to that trial date, the prosecution signaling it will not try to push for use of that letter. Jensen's attorney, meanwhile, at a hearing in October, will try to argue for a lower bond amount. City of Racine Health Department is taking part in an effort to try to figure out if mosquitoes that could carry the Zika virus might be here in southeast Wisconsin. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Although the mosquito that's the main carrier of the Zika virus is not found in Wisconsin, it's believed the Asian tiger mosquito could also transmit the disease. That mosquito has been found in southern Illinois and in Minnesota and in one location in Iowa. Under the direction of the State Department of Health Services, the department has established 14 surveillance sites in the Racine area. Each includes a container that will be examined weekly for mosquito eggs. Any that are found will be sent to a UW lab for analysis. There have been 11 confirmed cases of Zika in Wisconsin, all involving people who contracted the virus while traveling to affected areas. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And he saw this on the 60 Minutes TV show. State Senator Bob Ward says he plans to introduce a bill that would require life insurance companies to pay the death benefits to the survivors of policy owners. 60 Minutes indicated that 25 of the country's biggest life companies recently settled with several states and unpaid beneficiaries for more than $7.5 billion. With 35 more under investigation for not paying out benefits. Senator Wirtz says he hopes his bill will get bipartisan support.
This is a contract that has been engaged in between an individual and a company. You sign the contract, you uphold your part of it by making it, paying the premiums on a basis, and then they insurance company in some instances refuses to fulfill the contract.
Several other states, including Illinois, Florida, and New York, recently enacting similar laws. A proposed veterans housing project for Uptown Racine, on hold but not dead, the original developer had to give up because of a higher-than-expected bid process and the timing that was needed to include the use of tax credits to get it built. City Development Director Amy Connolly telling the Redevelopment Authority that the mayor was counting on some other groups showing interest in the project, and she says that has occurred.
Development community has been very interested in that project. I think they see that the city and all of our different agencies really collaborated well for that project, and I have at least five tours in the next couple weeks with developers who want to go see the site and are very interested in looking at reapplying for tax credits in the next round to see if they can make a go of the project.
Connolly adding to the RDA membership, hopeful some kind of a project can be launched this year before the end of the year in Uptown. The Redevelopment Authority, by the way, electing former Alderman Greg Helding from Racine as its new chair. Former Alderman Jim Spangenberg, who'd been the chair, becomes the vice chairman. This appears to be a dispute over which name goes on the electric bill for a building that long housed a local charity, with the utility saying an outstanding bill is for that address. Love and Charity Mission at 1031 Douglas Avenue helped people in need for many, many years, reportedly ceased operating under that banner when Louise Hunter retired and a new operation called Touched by an Angel Network got started by relatives and friends. Left behind, though, a $14,000 unpaid utility bill that does not go away, according to We Energies, which turned off the building's power on Monday, believing Love and Charity operations are actually still in place, but under a different name. One of the new owners there, Larry Love, indicates it is not true and that the public needs to know they need help. The issue of putting up a new community pool in the city of Burlington, a construction project with help from a referendum, little more than just a yes or no discussion for members of the Common Council last night during a committee of the whole session. What is proposed is a non-binding referendum about either spending or borrowing $4.7 million to build that pool and related amenities. Attorney John Bulagic saying the agreement with the pool board will be in the city's best interest.
That will have them operate the pool, but trust me, guys, I'm going to protect the city on this because it's city taxpayer dollars that are building it, and we're relying upon them to run it in a fashion that's, you know, worthy of the facility, and that'll happen. My perception of, you know, in meeting the members of the pool board that I did a few weeks ago, they're good and they'll run it well.
For the Burlington Pool referendum to be on the ballot in November, the council there has to approve the resolution at its next meeting on August the 16th, then it has to be submitted to the county clerk. And related to that, there is a party at the pool fundraiser on August the 27th that's scheduled for this project. By RacineCounty.com indicating an anonymous donor has offered a matching grant of up to $25,000 on proceeds from the event. The goal is to set up a fund that would help sustain the operation of either this current pool or the replacement pool that would be coming with the referendum if it's approved. $20 tickets would include food and music and all kinds of other activities. They're available at the Burlington Chamber of Commerce, City Hall, Burlington High School, the Coffee House Restaurant, and at the pool site. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.